Severe seizures that began 4 years ago were making Kelly Burton's life so uncertain that he couldn't leave his home. A Victoria resident for more than 25 years, Burton had always enjoyed the outdoors and the West Coast lifestyle, and the fact that he could ride his motorcycle year-round. His troubles began when he was found unconscious in his work vehicle, the result of a seizure. The effects were so bad that he bit off part of his tongue. The diagnosis was epilepsy, a central nervous system disorder. Things had built up over the previous year, Burton said. I was just constantly fighting to stay conscious. On top of having epilepsy, it was later determined that Burton had an inoperable brain aneurysm and a malignant tumor. It was all very overwhelming, he said. Burton said he is beyond grateful for the treatment he received. His experience with the healthcare system has made him a strong supporter of the Victoria Hospitals Foundation's Emerge Stronger campaign, which aims to raise $10 million for more than 200 pieces of vital medical equipment for Royal Jubilee, Victoria General and Gorge Road hospitals. It's so important that they have the equipment and that they're able to do the surgeries they do, Burton said. He said he sees connections to his epilepsy from the past. I kind of think I was dealing with it my entire life because I had times as a young child where I thought I was a sleepwalker, he said. There were times I would wake up in different places in the house. Dr. Roy Chung removed the tumor, which was near one of Burton's temples, a scary thing to contemplate made bearable by Chung's calming presence. He's a fantastic surgeon and doctor, Burton said. I've seen him a couple of times since, and it's always such a pleasure to see him and very reassuring. He's my favorite person in the world, right now. A key to Burton's cancer treatment was a nerve monitoring system, the sort of advanced equipment that is provided through the Emerge Stronger campaign, so named because it will help hospitals emerge stronger from the COVID-19 pandemic. The nerve monitoring system helped prevent permanent damage or paralysis from Burton's delicate surgery. Chung was there when he woke up from the surgery to assure him that things had gone well. It's made my life so much better, Burton said of the procedure, adding that he has just had his second 3-month evaluation of being cancer-free. Now, they're not going to check me for 6 months this time, he said. Knowing that the tumor's gone is all that matters. His seizures have stopped and he continues to take medication to control them. He can now get out of the house. Burton, 57, said his life has been a challenge since the epilepsy diagnosis and he has had to give up his job as a truck driver. One of the toughest things, though, was having to stop riding his motorcycle for some time. My whole life is motorcycles since I've been 5 years old, Burton said. I just got my license back at the end of last summer. I do drive a very small amount now, usually just to get groceries. Whenever he goes out, his cat, Randy, goes with him. He goes everywhere with me in a cat backpack. With under $3 million to go, the Emerge Stronger campaign is being buoyed by Peninsula Co-op, which has committed $100,000 as a matching gift to bring in more donations from the public. Donations to the matching gift effort must be received by March 31st. Contributions to the campaign can be made through the Victoria Hospitals Foundation website at victoriahf.ca or by calling 250-519-1750. J. Bell at timescolonist.com.